Okay, and after an Aleph and an Aleph, there's a Gemara which was used as a raya for one of the an extraordinary controversy in Europe between the Nadi Yehuda and some of the other Gedolim in Europe. So I'd like to tell you, it's like hard to believe that until the Nadi Yehuda, this question wasn't decided. Let me first tell you the Maisa Shahaya, what the dispute was about. You'll see that it's a little surprising that in such a late period in history there could be such an argument. The Maisa was a Maisa, and those of you who have the copies, it's Tshuva Ayin Hay in the Nadi Yehuda. Just to make the impression, I believe 8 straight Tshuvas on the topic in the Nadi Yehuda, in the first Chalik. In the second Chalik, there are a couple of more Tshuvas on the topic because of the gravity of the Shaila. The Maisa was a Maisa with a woman who refused to accept a get. Right or wrong is not in the get our discussion. She refused to accept a get. And her husband hired some strong-armed people to force her to take the get. It happened to be the story there was a psak bezin that she's supposed to take a get, but the husband wasn't bekayach to force her. He had to hire some thugs to be able to force her. So, what? I can't hear. Oh, yeah, so, Ramesh has eitzes for her. But the maisa was that maybe she didn't know any rishos. I don't know. So, maisa be'echa shegirish ishtoi rishayna aide shliach ubal karcha. Okay, he was megarishar through a shliach against her will. Shatafsua bali mulchamais. Bali mulchamais. I guess some soldiers got a hold of her. Isha, the husband ought to get.
I think there's no rav, huh?
What?
There's no rav.
Why do we know rav?
They
had a bezin, they wrote to get. What's the problem? No, you write it, Napakar. You write it. You don't need the woman's agreement to write it. Right, they wrote a get, and when it came to giving it to her, so they forced her to take it. Now you all know the halacha is that a get that's given by karchach is it's a get. A get you can give. You don't need the haskama of the woman. So the tumul was over the following shaila. There's a chayim rabbeinu gershon against giving a get by karcha against the woman's will. However, rabbeinu gershon was not mevatel to get. If a man does give his wife a get by karcha, the get is a good get because rabbeinu gershon didn't invalidate the get. He just said that you don't give get by karcha. Here, the shaila is he got someone else to give the get. So Nabi Yehuda said, Ein shliach edvar avera. Shlichus is not chal, Ein shliach edvar avera. And since Ein shliach edvar avera, if the husband would have given her the get against her will, it would be a good get. But here, he needed to have a shliach. For nasam biyada, the husband has to give the get. And shluchus shaladam kamaisai, if he makes a shliach, the shliach can give in his place. But that only works b'tor shlichus. Since she's shliach l'dvar aveira, so the Rebbe Yehuda said she's not divorced. She's not megureshes. What? The cherem b'geshem is also an aveira. Not violate Rebbeinu Gershon's cherem. So the get is not chal even b'di'evit. That's the Nedi Paske. She's still an eshes ish, and he's not allowed to get married. She's not allowed to get married. She's still not divorced. That was his psak. It's wrong. So if he himself forced her, he was oivacher Rabbeinu Gershon, but he gets a good get because you don't have to come out to shlichus. A man did something, he wasn't supposed to do it, but if he did it, it's chal. But if he has to come on to the lumdis of making a shliach. So
he said
in Varavera. Right. I understand, but the shliach is not a shliach of the mishalayah.
Yes, when you're doing whatever you're doing, you
Yeah.
Why is not Aveira? He's giving the Gebar Karka. The Shliach is giving him doing an Aveira. What?
It's very different than the typical
Aishwitz. Why? Why is it different?
I don't get the Aveira. He gets the Shliach.
Right.
Not me.
Right.
So over here, because the Aveira is not going to be. But here, it's not a different. There's no. He can't do the Aveira because he can't give the guest. He's not married to her. The only one
who's
good
is
Aveira. It's very fundamentally different.
But why does that have anything to do with the being sort of Aveira? If a Kayan makes a Shliach to be Mekadesh a Grusha, a Kayan's not a married Grusha. Kayan makes a Shliach to Mekadesh a Grusha, that's a Shliach of Aveira. The Shliach is not a Kayan, he's a Kayan.
But it's still a good Kedusha.
It's a good Kedusha if you make a Shliach, really?
Well,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, yeah. You speak up. Right. Yeah, because Rabbeinu Gershon didn't abolish the get. Rabbeinu Gershon said, "Now be megarish ba'karcha," but Beferish, she said that the get is chal. He didn't abolish the get and create an eishes ish. She said, "I say eishes ish," but you're not allowed to do it ba'karcha. But if you do it, it's chal. Just like Rabbeinu Gershon said, you can't marry two women. Someone marries a second woman, the kedushin is chal. He's just not supposed to marry two women. Now, if I make a shliach to be married, to be mekadesh the second woman, maybe you would say it's not chal because he ain't shliach of Aravera. That's what he would say. Right. So that's a general question, ben shliach of Aravera. But Lamaisa, even still, even if you know he's going to do it, Lamai lahalokin is ben shliach of Aravera. Rabbeinu Gershon can make it as a Drabbanan, yeah. Yeah, he made it as a Drabbanan. Rabbanan have a crack to make Drabbanans. What's the difference? He has a Kayak. Kayak throws Makabalas Gzeira. I'll tell you what the tumul was. The tumul, the Rav of Hamburg was someone named Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. Years ago, I told your son about this truth. Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz was one of the Gedolim. I think his almana married some sefer in one of his later marriages. He happened to be a mechutin of the Nevi Yehuda. His daughter, Nevi Yehuda's son, got married. He was a mechutin, which has nothing to do with the story. But this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz said, "You make a mistake. You don't know Taichen Shlichet Varavera." He said, "Eishleach edvar aveira doesn't mean it's not chal. If a man, let's say a kayin, makes a shliatib to mekadesh a grusha, so it's a shleach edvar aveira. So eishleach edvar aveira is on the punishment. The punishment goes to the shliach, not the mishalayach. But does that mean the kedushin is not chal?" He said, "As though it doesn't say in the Gemara anything eishleach edvar aveira that it's not chal." It is chal. It's only a halach in the punishment that the punishment goes to the shliach and not to the mishalayah. But the chalois is chal. Whatever happens is chal. And well, Eishavarveri says only on the edge. Now Rabbi Yehuda screams gevalt. He says it's the biggest narish guy he ever heard. He writes very sharp language against his mechutin. And very, very sharp. He writes to him that, I feel a little bit of his lashon here. Re'isi shekol devarav la'avas ha'nitzuach. He wrote him a letter with 12 rayas, this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. So Rabbi Yehuda writes, Re'isi shekol devarav la'avas ha'nitzuach. Everything you wrote just because you want to win. V'loi chosh lichtoiv afil devarim she'im behem mamish. You don't write even devarim she'im behem mamish. He didn't write. And he brings 12 rayas that he, when ein shliach dvar aveira, that it's still chal, that the thing that's done is chal. One of his 12 rayas is from this Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara. We have here a case where a man is mekadesh 5 women with a basket of Shemitah fruit. So, now the 5 women, the case is one is a shliach for all 5 women, and is mekabel this basket of fruit. The halachi is it's an avera to do schayra with perishvias, not be mekadesh isha with perishvias. Lachem alay the schayra. Now, you're not allowed to buy anything with perishvias. So this one woman is mekabel b'shlichus of all five. And why don't we say shlich and varavera? And it shouldn't be chal. So Zuck, this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, he says a raya from here that by ein shliach et varavera the chalois is chal, and it's just the avera that goes that is not the avera goes to the shliach and not the mishaleach. But the chalois is chal. Whatever you do is actually chal.
The woman gets
that, that's his raya.
The woman now
gets
she's
the shliach,
but she's getting the
aveirah
for being
mekadesh. So Heshi is on the ball. I actually spoke this about 7-8 years ago. Maybe, I think maybe. You remember. The Yehuda's pushback is that it's not true. The woman's not over an aveirah. The man is doing schayru with perishrius. The rye is not a rye. The woman who's a mekabeh, she's taking perishrius and eating them. She's not doing an aveirah. The man is doing the aveirah. So this is a gigantic tumul. It's incredible that there could be no clear rayas from Rishonim by ein shliach et varavera if it means it's not chal or it means that it's just the einish, just the din in the einish itself. Lamaisa, kamat, everyone agrees that kamat, everyone is maskim to the Neid B'Yehuda to say that by ein shliach et varavera the shlichus is batal and the chalois is not chal. There's an important exception in the Sivis and Kuf Pei Beis. Hilchos Shlichus agrees with this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Hamburger. He agrees with him that it is chal. So it comes out that there's a tremendous machlokes. In Digros Meisher, Rav Meisher writes that it's kvar makubal by all Paiske Klal Yisrael, like the Neid B'Yehuda. Rabbi Kivega says like the Neid B'Yehuda and the Ktzais that the Chalois is also not chal, and that Eshah and Vayavera is mevatel the whole thing. But what was fascinating is that it could be such a machlaikis. And like I said, there are 8 consecutive tshuvas. Neid B'Yehuda printed the other people's tshuva as well. In other words, he printed his tshuva. And in the Neid B'Yehuda, he printed this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Hamburger's tshuva and other people's tshuvas. He gave everyone space in the book, but he always got the last word. Like his tshuva is the last tshuva on the topic. Now this whole tumul reawakened about 100 years ago when there was a tumul about the mechira, the shemitah, the mechira in Eretz Yisrael for the het shemiyas. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, there are farmers that want to be able to work on Shemitah. So as you know, there was a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael between the Rabbani Litta and the Rabbani Ungaria. That's basically what it was. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and the Litvisher Gedolim held of a heter to do a mechira, to sell the land to a guy in order to be matter working on Shemitah. And the Rabbanim, the rest of Europe, didn't hold of it. Most of the whole Yishuv Hayashan didn't hold of it, of the whole Heta Mechira. And the Netziv wrote a very sharp tshuva against it. It was a big tumult. What has it got to do with us? Those who did the Mechira, they said, look, why do you hold you're not allowed to sell? The taina they had is there's an issa d'oraisa to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. You're not allowed to sell the karka in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Nitziv wrote, you're running away from Nisad Rabbana, which is Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, and you're bumping into a Nisad Ereisa, which is selling karka Eretz Yisrael. So they tied it back. Okay, you hold its asa, we hold its mutter. But once we did it, there's a heter. You should eat the fruits. Why don't you eat the fruit? So this whole tumult awakened itself. Why? Because who sells the land to the Arabs? The individual farmers don't do it. They go each farm and sells. All the farmers get together and they make one shliach, usually to the Rabbanut or whoever does it, they make one shliach to sell the karka Eretz Yisrael that they're selling to the guy. So the taina was that if you hold it, you're not allowed to sell it, so ein shliach d'var aveira, and the whole bechira is not chal. So there is a problem. They were tining, you all do now a sell, and we all were allowed to sell, and we're selling. But once we sold, it should be mutter. The taina back was no. Ein shliach d'var aveira, the whole bechira is not chal. Now if you hold, like Rav Yitzchak HaLevi Hamburger, so no, the bechira is chal. Eishlech advar aveir is only on the Einish, but the mechira itself should be a mechira that's chal. If you hold like the Noi Yehuda and you hold Eishlech advar aveir applies, so then the mechira is not chal. So this whole tumult sort of in the Rashi Pesach Frank and his Truvis about the tumbling of the mechira brings that this tumult sort of reawakened itself again. But again, the Yisayid Adavar, such a basic Yisayid, is when you say Eishlech advar aveir. Is it mevatel the chalois, the whatever it is you're trying to do? If somebody says, sell something for me on Shabbos, if ein shlichet d'var aveira, it's not sold. The chalois is not chal. Or do we say, no, it's only the einish that's not chal, but not the chalois? So this is this tumult about how ein shlichet d'var aveira works. Good to everybody.